Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That's right. 15 pairs of tickets coming up on Friday. Be listening throughout the show. Come on out for a 6-10 day at the K. Listen and win.
Are you going to be singing the national anthem that day?
Definitely no.
No. BW?
Don't know what BW, but yeah. Not that. Not that. Can't do that.
I'm up for anything, man.
Not the anthem.
I may be the guy. I want to run the, like, steal the base and run it towards the foul pole.
They don't need us doing the anthem.
No.
We've cracked on the anthem people enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotta get it right.
I tell you what, though. I'm not going to be doing the Dizzy Bat Race. That'll make me throw up.
Do we have Bobby Barf to make an appearance?
Yes, big
6-10 day?
Then I'll have to take a bubble bath.
Do they have a hot dog eating contest?
Oh, God, no. That's intermittent fasting time for you, brother. You're not going to be eating anything out there that day. And you're going with me. That's a big mistake. You ain't eating anything out there. Who do you think could beat me in that hot dog race? I don't think anybody on the staff could. Gold will fall down.
I think Cody had the fastest 40, didn't he? I don't remember who had the fastest 40 time.
You know, the 40 is an interesting way to gauge things. Because wouldn't you run faster if you're running with somebody? Against somebody? I know I do.
Yeah, I think you'd be paced better, yeah.
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 I'll let the pace. Cody beat me.
I don't know on that hot dog outfit you could tell, though, because I don't know if your peripheral's very good. You can even tell you're running with anybody or not.
Binkley, I heard, and I got this yesterday when I was out of Kauffman Stadium, I heard from one of the folks out there, Binkley is actually going to be mocking in the lower concourse on 6-10 day, so if you want to go by and mock with Binkley, you can do that.
So bummed there wasn't a supplemental draft.
Oh, my God, 3 years in a row, no supplemental draft, right?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Waiting for Binks mock supplemental. Ain't happening.
Does he mock the baseball draft? Have they had the baseball draft yet?
They have not yet.
They have
no.
Not, no.
It's coming up.
When is that?
That's the June amateur draft. So it's got to be coming up in June.
So it's probably July. Right, it is the June amateur draft.
It used to be called June 28th. It used to be called that. Remember? That's how it used to be called the June amateur draft.
Man, you're right. That's why I asked. Did that happen yet?
No, it's July 17th.
July 17th.
So it's no longer
the
June amateur.
All-Star break.
It's no longer the June amateur draft.
Right? It's the Monday of the All-Star break?
Yes, that's correct.
That's okay. Yeah. So we got the draft, then we got the All-Star game.
Yes.
Then a couple of off days.
Yes.
Baseball's loading up. Wednesday after the All-Star game, they're going to have the debut of the big bases, and they're going to have like Vanna White walk out and go, see the base size compared to the normal size? It's bigger.
Do-do-do-do. Are the bigger races coming after the All-Star break?
Well, they're going to debut it on TV. They're going to have like a reveal special that day.
Mm.
They're going to show you what it looks
like.
Whoa! Look how big that base is! Now, oh, my God, the game's fixed!
Even more bases.
Now, even more base for you to steal.
It's going to be on MLB Network with a bunch of guys in suits holding baseball bats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What they actually really need to do is interview the interpreter for the Angels who got suspended.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm fascinated with that. Is everybody else like as fascinated with it as I am? Like the interpreter got popped.
I'm saying, yes, I'm fascinated by this. The interpreter who's there just to interpret, do nothing else. He's in the melee?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like everybody was
games.
In the melee.
They got three games for throwing haymakers.
Yeah.
In the in the fight. So that's
so
cool.
So he interpret what was said to him and gave it back to him. And then again,
okay.
Order the code red.
I also like the assistant pitching coach, Dom Chidi. First of all, his name is Dom Chidi, right?
Never heard of him.
Isn't that a great name?
Dom Chidi.
Dom Chidi. Like, Dom Chidi sounds like a great Italian place, right? Where you want to go tonight? Let's go to Dom Chidi's and get some of their, you know, lasagna.
Have the Dom Chidi.
They serve a great, what was that guy's name? Vince Morocco, who coached for the Raiders. Vince Papale. What was that guy's name who coached?
Coach of the Raiders.
Yeah. Saltan Buca. What the hell was his name?
Oh, Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah, Rich Bisaccia.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go down to Dom Chidi's and get the Rich Bisaccia.
All I think it was Tom Cable, and I knew that wasn't right.
No.
Rich Bisaccia, yes.
Let's go to Dom Chidi's tonight and get the Rich Bisaccia.
Yes.
Extra on this hockey.
Yeah, extra Bisaccia, please.
Some Earl of Weavers.
Yeah, the Earl of Weaver was another good. My face hurts right now. The Earl of Weaver was so good. But yeah, this Dom Chidi gets a 5-game suspension. He's the assistant pitching coach. Mm-hmm. Literally everybody was involved. This was a great brawl for baseball. I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's usually hold me back. There are pictures of Dom Chidi that are floating around the internet right now. I'm not kidding. He's tackling a dude from the Mariners and bringing him to the ground.
Well, he's just helping. He's just helping out.
I mean, everybody was involved
just
in this thing.
Keep in order.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's good for baseball. Now
it
we
really
know
is.
Who Dom Chidi is. So that's good.
Dom Chidi's now serving the best Rich Bisaccia in Tampa Bay.
Vinny Pasquantino up for the Royals now from AAA was taking out the garbage when he was notified he was getting the call up to the major leagues.
I'm really excited. I got told this morning, and I was in the hallway taking out some trash when I got told, which was pretty interesting. So my manager in AAA, Scott Thorman, he had texted me this morning. That's when I kind of knew something might be up a little bit, because him and I don't normally text that often, especially on an off day. So he's kind of asking where I was, basically. Without asking me where I was, he asked me where I was. And so when that text kind of came through, it's like, all right, my heart's beating a little bit faster. So I started to become productive instead of just sit in my chair and wait till we were leaving for St. Paul. So I got up, started cleaning a little bit. I took out the trash. And if you ask my roommate, Clay Dungan, it was the first time I had taken the trash out all year. He normally handled the trash taking away. And as I'm in the hallway, Thor, Tommy Shields, our bench coach, and Ryan Powers, our assistant hitting coach, were also walking down the hallway. And that's when I knew something was up. So Thor kind of sees me and asks what's going on. And taking out the trash.
Just like always, right?
And so you're going to need to drop those bags real quick. And he said, you're going to big leagues. And I lost all feeling in my body, which was an interesting experience, to say the least. And, you know, then we had to figure some things out. And I'm here now, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Getting rid of the pizza boxes. Finally had to clean up. Knew that it was actually moving day. So for the first time, he took out the trash.
Right.
He was also apparently doing laundry.
So Mondays are our off days. And typically for me, that means laundry day. My roommate, Clay, he would do it Sunday nights, and I would do it Monday during the day. And with today, that team is going on the road at 3 o'clock is when the bus was. Just, okay, if I can get my laundry done by noon, I'm in a good spot. I can pack and be ready. So I did have some things that needed to dry for about 20 minutes. So as I was packing up my apartment, I'm just hoping that my clothes are drying. And they did. Davy told me that if I needed to, I could just put them in a trash bag and they would dry them for me. But but I didn't really have any clothes to wear either, because all of my clothes were in the dryer. So Will Hancock, he's on the AAA team. He ironed some pants and a white T-shirt for me, and that's what I wore to the ballpark today. So very thankful for those guys for helping me get through this morning.
I mean, and then he hopped into his 2015 Ford Escape and made the trek down I-29.
I drive a 2015 Ford Escape. It's great. It's a great vehicle. It fits everything that I need. So I'm really happy with it.
There you go. Vinny's a simple man. Get him a white T-shirt, a pressed pair of pants.
Yeah.
And he's on the open road.
How about
coming
the fact
down to Kansas
that his
City.
Roommate did the ironing for him, too.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a good roommate.
Yeah.
I never ironed anything for a roommate that I had, let alone myself.
I'm terrible at ironing. I've stopped.
Well, and that's the other thing. You're sitting in a car for 3 hours. Put on some shorts and let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to play the part, though, you know? You got to dress like a big leaguer when you get to the big leagues, right? Can't roll in workout shorts that say Omaha on them.
Yeah.
Sir, those don't play here anymore. We're going to give you some major league shorts.
Yep. And you'll get that suit. Gotta get that suit game up now.
He's wearing number 9. And so I asked him about that yesterday, Josh, you know, because people want to know if they want to buy a jersey, right? I go, you going to change that number? He goes, I don't have any plans to. I can't speak for the Royals, though, if they decide to change it, because I guess he wore like 73 in spring training or something like that. And somebody apparently on the team right now is wearing 73.
What?
Yeah. So it's like so-and-so's wearing 73 or whatever, like some random number like that he wore in spring training. So we're going to give you number 9. And he said he's always liked multiples of 3. I'm like, okay, baseball people are weird, man. Like, I've always liked multiples of 3, so I'll go with 9. But that's what they assigned him. They assigned him number 9. So fans are going to want to know, do you buy a Pasquantino jersey with number 9?
Daniel Mengden is wearing 73.
I'm here to tell you.
He's got the mustache guy.
Oh, the mustache guy. Do you know they have a peacock on the
team?
He pitched last night. Yeah. I was in the clubhouse yesterday, and he's in there, and Vern looks at me and goes, did you ever know that guy was on the team? I go, nope. Pitched last night. Didn't do good. So, yeah, 73 is already taken, so he's wearing number 9, but I think it's important for fans to know if it's up to him, he's going to stay with number 9. So if you want to buy your Pasquantino jersey, now is the time. But even better, even if he doesn't stick with number 9 and you have a number 9 Pasquantino jersey, that's an even better pickup.
Is his name long enough that it curves?
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
I like the curve.
I do, too. Yeah.
When the name's so long that it's got a curve around the number.
Benintendi curves a little bit.
Yeah. I think Pasquantino's got a chance for some good.
Your name would curve, I think, wouldn't it?
Some good curve to it.
Would your name curve?
Well, I mean, if it was on the back of a jersey, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just long enough. Yeah.
So I like that. The 9 with the curve.
Yeah.
Might be a good look.
That kind of like a shelter over the 9.
Speaking of Peacock, you mentioned Matt Peacock. What could make a Royals Tigers game worse? it's AL Central. It's boring. AL Central's boring. We said that for years. Yeah. They're bore. So Peacock's going to do Royals Tigers
on July 3rd, Sunday, right?
Opposite, apparently, the USFL title game.
Mm-hmm.
They were bored.
Without any announcers.
That sucks.
They're going to go an announcerless booth.
Right.
They're going to have 3 reporter types that are going to venture throughout the stadium and do stuff.
It just sounds awful, right? Like, we've tried the no announcer thing. Even the worst of the announcers, I don't know who you think the worst announcer is. There's some bad ones out there, right? There's some bad announcers. Whoever you think is the worst, I'd rather have that person than nobody on the broadcast, right?
Well, speaking on behalf of announcers, I think we need to have announcers at games.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, as bad as they are, it's better than nothing.
I think it's better for my business if that's the case. We need to have these people here. So Peacock's going to try something.
Didn't NBC try this with the Heidi game when they didn't put announcers on there and then they went to Heidi?
And they're going to have kind of a host and an analyst and a reporter, but they're not going to be in the booth and they're going to be venturing around, apparently. Featuring fans in the stands and conversations with the scout and a little focus on youth baseball and softball. Little League players can announce the lineups. I don't know.
It sounds terrible. You know what we need to do? Have Little Leaguers on the broadcast. No.
So that's what Peacock's going to do for Royals Tigers on July 3rd.
They can eat apple pie and hot dogs, too.
We still get our feed, right?
No.
That one, Peacock takes over that one, too?
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably like that 11 a.m. game, I'm imagining. Yeah, yeah. No. That is a standalone. So
they get exclusive, too, like Apple does?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that still a thing? Are they still doing games on Friday nights?
Apple, yeah. Yeah.
Whew. Have you watched any of those?
Just the Royals one, no. And the week before. I think the week before and then the Royals. That was the only two I watched.
Not good.
No. Not great. The game's right here on 610 Sports Radio as well. Should probably mention that. The Chiefs wide receiver room is now overflowing. There's too many of them. We'll get to that next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So this is the write-up from the Associated Press, by the way, in this Peacock game.
Okay.
The announcerless Peacock game.
The announcerless game.
The matchup between Kansas City and Detroit, both under 500, also gives Peacock a chance to be creative in a way it perhaps wouldn't with a game including the Mets, Yankees, or Dodgers. I mean, good grief.
Give us a game featuring two teams under 500 so we can experiment.
Yeah, yeah. We can talk about anything
things.
But
yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
All right, great. Because I'll be honest with you. Nobody is tuning in to Peacock on Sunday morning, July 3rd, if they're not a Royals or Tigers game, a fan, or whoever's playing in that game. Baseball is such a provincial sport. So
they're going there to get that game.
Right.
If they're not going to stumble upon that game. They're not going to be like, I was going to watch Law and Order, but.
But the Tigers
Royals,
and Royals
Tigers
are
on. No, you're looking for that game. What are they going to give you? Not what you're looking
Not
for.
Not what you're looking for. Yeah, it's going to suck. So what you do is you play 610 in the background,
there
listen to Vern, and then let's go.
Tell Alexa to play 610 Sports Radio Kansas City. There you go. What a write-up, though. I mean, how do you nicely say, these two teams suck, so we don't even care.
Yeah, well,
we wouldn't
you know
do
what?
This in a game that mattered.
Do that for Browns Texans this year and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Find out how well that's going to go.
Right. Do that for Jags and Texans this year. That'll do that for anybody in the Texans this year, right? See how well that goes over. I'm not a fan of the announcerless game. And you can't even like get the ambiance that you're at the ballpark because you're not at the ballpark. Oh, we're going to bring the ballpark to you and not have announcers. No.
No.
That's been tried. They tried that in the NFL in the 70s, and they tried it for like a half of a game, and everybody's like, get somebody in there.
Yeah, no.
Find some drunk.
Well, they're gonna chat. It's just not going to be about the game, I guess. So
yeah.
Not for me. But anyway. From the I Told You So department comes our friend Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride.
Boy, did he ever.
610 Sports Radio Chiefs insider who really wanted to tell Peter Schrager, haven't you been paying attention to current events?
Why haven't you been following my tweets, Peter? Peter?
So, Pete Schrager spent the weekend in Kansas City. He was part of the Big Slick, apparently.
Clearly, Randy Reed tipped him off.
Saw a picture of him with Randy Reed, Paul Rudd, and Brett Veach.
That's right.
That Schrager posted. So, clearly, he's been talking to Brett Veach at least a little bit, right?
Randy!
And Randy... Maybe Randy tipped him off about the wide receiver room just being overflowing with talent.
I mean, lava.
They're not going to have enough seats in this room for all the talent.
Lava talent. They're going to actually have to do their wide receiver meetings in Arrowhead's bowl.
And I think Schrager had a list of 8 wide receivers to watch for the Chiefs. 8 of them.
Who is that bottom one on the second column, Sarah? He was with the Buccaneers the last couple years on their practice squad out of the University of Pennsylvania. Justin Watson? Why are we talking about Justin Watson at 8 a.m.? Because the buzz out of minicamp on Justin Watson, is that this guy can make an impact. Now, look, he wore 17 for Tampa. He's going to be wearing 84 for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I believe he will not only make the team, I think he's going to play a difference in this thing. You think about what Mahomes can do. And then you've got these different types of players. I mean, instead of having one guy in Tyreek Hill, now you have eight different guys that you could throw the ball to. And, of course, Travis Kelce at tight end. I don't think anyone's going to do what Tyreek Hill did, but I don't think this team is going to fall apart without him. And I think that the Chiefs still feeling that loss to the Bengals have something to prove. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they are not the hunted right now and they're the hunters, I don't think that bodes well for anybody, including the Buffalo Bills.
Mm. This sounds a lot like what we've been saying since March, like verbatim what we've said since March.
And then Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride. I mean, just follow his tweets, man. Just go back and look at his tweets. Says he was telling you way back when about Justin Watson.
Yeah, he was. He was all over this thing back in June and May.
May 26th.
That's right. All the way back to Memorial Day.
The play of the day was made by wide receiver Justin Watson.
Yeah.
Seriously, during 11s, Watson ran a corner route against McDuffie, and Mahomes hit him perfectly in stride in the back right of the end zone. Pete Sweeney, June 2nd.
I never know how to react to that. Am I supposed to be excited or disturbed? Because the guy that was on the Buccaneers practice squad
just burned the number one pick.
Number
one
pick.
I don't like that. I don't like that part.
How am I supposed to feel?
He was burned by the quarterback. Let's not.
Well,
the quarterback.
Maybe.
Quarterback just placing the ball where people can't get it. June 2nd, back to practice in one-on-ones. Wide receiver Justin Watson popped again.
Yes!
In my look, just a clean route runner, and he comes with willingness to play special teams. June 9th, Pete tweets, Sweeney that is, not Schrager. Other general standouts for me on Thursday, tight end Noah Gray, cornerback Trent McDuffie, running back Isaiah Pacheco, Thornhill, wide receiver Justin Watson.
Watson, yes!
And cornerback Joshua Williams. They since wrote up a follow-up piece. I guess I just didn't they're going to have to slam the door on wide receivers. No wonder Garrett Dieter retired.
There's no room at the inn.
Because he looked
at that
chicken
and pickle may pay better.
He looked at that depth chart and go, they're like 10, 12 deep. They're going to have to, you know what they're going to do, Bob? They're going to cut somebody that's going to make somebody else's.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. Yeah. All of you will not make this roster, but if you play well enough, there's other teams out there that may have an interest in you.
I'm not saying he hasn't made plays. Justin Watson will be entering his fifth NFL season. He has a total of 23 catches for 258 yards and two touchdowns.
Last year?
No, his career.
Oh.
In 4 years. In 4 years. But maybe he's ready to pop.
Is that a distinguished career?
Just maybe. Patrick Mahomes is like, Tom, you overlooked this cat. You aren't getting the use out of him, but watch what I do with him.
We'll see.
So get your 84 jerseys now.
I was going to ask you, number one, are you buying an 84 Watson jersey?
Watson, maybe.
Maybe. Number two, if Patrick Mahomes turns Watson into a household name this year, does he pass Tom Brady on the GOAT chart?
I mean, it can't hurt.
Right? Tom Brady may have beaten you in the AFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl.
I just turned a guy you couldn't.
You just turned, yeah, exactly. What's harder to do? I didn't have an offensive line or a defense. You kind of got me when I didn't have a defense and an offensive line. So you didn't really beat me. You took advantage of my weaknesses, my team's weaknesses. I turned a guy that you couldn't make, what did they say, take chicken liver and make chicken salad out of it or something, right?
They're super.
I just made a Thanksgiving dinner out of this guy, and you couldn't even make soup out of him. So I would think that ipso facto, carry the one, Patrick Mahomes would pass him on the GOAT chart. That's just my thinking.
I think. And he's willing to play special teams.
Well, I would hope so.
Which I think if you're kind of a fringe NFL guy who's entering year five, you probably do need to play special teams.
Probably do, yeah.
I would think that special teams would come in handy for you.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out. Not only we have Justin with a Y, Ross, but we have Justin with an I, Watson.
Watson, yes!
I mean, they're going to have a hard time deciding who they're going to keep and who they're going to cut.
It's going to be a difficult decision. They're going to have a lot of difficult decisions to make this training camp, Josh.
Do you think this year
or last year?
Do you think if Watson makes the team,
you think they can sneak him under waivers and get him on the practice squad?
Or
maybe.
What if he gets a little playing time this year and actually catches a touchdown? Do we get a Watson,
out of
from Mitch?
Ooh.
And if he doesn't do it, will you do it on the sidelines?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
Let's go down to Josh Klingler on the sidelines.
I'll try to get
Josh.
Dane in to snort.
Watson, yeah! Back to you, Mitch. Thank you, Josh. I didn't hear a thing you said because I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mitch, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Do you think Mitch listens to you down on the sidelines? Or you'd be like, you're so beneath him at that point in time, right?
Well,
like,
I'm physically beneath
him.
That's
what I'm saying. Yes.
I'm several stories down from him at that point in time. I would like to think, yeah. But also, that's one of the few times that someone can talk in his ear.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah.
So they
or
may
he
be,
can take a drink of water.
They may be taking care of other business while I'm yammering. So, jury's out.
See, I picture when he sends it down to you, he kicks back with his Chiefs-issued shoes on the desk, doesn't pay a damn thing of attention to what you're saying.
Fetch me some grapes!
That's right. Yeah. Dan Israel is peeling grapes and feeding them to Mitch while you're... And they're telling you to go longer because Mitch is...
I said spring water!
So if you want to have that as your picture, that's fine too.
This is
I don't
damn
know.
Dasani.
You know he's a Perrier guy, right?
I said Topo Chico.
Where's my heated seat cushion?
And what is dripping down my back from the ceiling?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is going on?
You picture
here?
It however you want.
Oh my goodness!
Touchdown!
Could be any of those scenarios. I can't see it from where I'm at.
Dayton's in tears, just dying. Josh is down there talking about Watson. Yeah, and Mitch is demanding still water.
It's not true.
Watson, yes.
I love it. And we say it because we love Mitch.
Yes,
on his birthday. Happy 40th
birthday.
Happy
birthday, Mitch.
Happy birthday to Mitch.
Was he in yet another Hall of Fame?
He is?
Well, I mean, recently. Missouri.
Oh, I think another one.
Oh, no, maybe. Right. Probably. A week goes by. I think someone should put Mitch in. The most important spot the Chiefs hit on this offseason, we'll get to next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
There should be a really easy to find database. And there isn't of all-time jersey numbers.
I agree. It's hard to find them.
We're always doing this during the break. Like, didn't he wear that number? No, he didn't wear that number because Justin Watson is going to wear 84.
Watson, yes!
I thought that was Fortson's number.
Fortson's 88.
He's 88.
Yeah.
Not to be mistaken for Tony Gonzalez,
no,
who also wore number 88.
He did.
88's a great number. There's a guy named Bobby Johnson who wore 88 for the Giants. Always liked that number.
Except when they gave it out immediately after Tony left. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago, we were at a Yankee game, and my mother wanted to know who number 88 was on the Yankees. It was the ball boy. It was BB. So every time to this day, even last night I'm watching him, I see the ball boy BB. I'm like, unbelievable, 88.
Could have been spring training. You never know. Yeah.
No, it was regular season game.
You know what I mean? Seeing the 88, you see those guys in spring training. But
yep. Now this is June at the game. Who's 88? It's the ball boy.
Best versus most important.
Mm-hmm. I think two difference.
Are very different things. Like you see all these like off-season lists, you know, who's the best addition or... I think best edition and most important edition could be two different names.
If I asked you who the best edition was to the Chiefs this offseason, who would you say?
I guess Juju.
Okay. I would say I don't know the answer
like
to that question.
If he emerges as the best receiver, I'd say probably the best acquisition would be that.
Okay. If I ask you who the most important is, I think you and I could look at each other and at the same time, we would say...
Karlaftis.
That's right. Karlaftis. Yes. George Karlaftis.
Yes.
Right.
I think it is. I think he's the most important draft pick. I think he's the most important offseason acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chiefs have maybe put him in that spot to be that.
Yeah.
Because they didn't do a ton at that position. But I don't know if he'll be the best, but certainly heading into this season, I think he's the most important.
I do too.
I think... He or someone that we don't foresee happening jumps up and makes a splash along that defensive line because they're going to need it.
Well, George Karlaftis.
I think he is, to me, the most important addition to this team. Just go grab yourself a depth chart right now and take a look at it, right? Take Karlaftis and Frank Clark off the defensive line at that defensive end position right now.
Karlaftis?
Right. Good one on you.
Hi, George.
And you're talking about Mike Dana and Joshua Kando being your two starting defensive ends if those guys aren't with this team. The defensive end position, in my opinion, right now, and it could change. These guys could get better. But as of right now, where we sit, the defensive end position is the weakest position on the field.
Malik Herring, Shalik Calhoun.
So you had to go out there and make an addition in the draft at that defensive end spot. Really, in my opinion, the first time the Chiefs really needed to draft for need as opposed to draft for best available, if you will. And they went out and got George Karlaftis with that first pick and so with that first round selection. And so he's a guy that I look at as, sorry, pal, as much as I'd like to say ease into the system, you got to go from day one. You've got to go from day one. And you don't just need to play and get your feet wet from day one. You need to be a difference maker from day one. That's why I think he's the most important, because I believe there's lack of depth right now, and I could be mistaken. These guys could turn out to be really good, but as of right now, I'm looking at it as a position that has lack of depth at that defensive end position, and you've got a first-year player who you drafted in the first round ready to rock and roll and go out there and play. And so I think he is the most important addition that they made this offseason. They could have lived without Trent McDuffie. They really probably could have lived without going out and getting Justin Reed, because they've got other guys on their roster. They legit don't have other guys on their roster at defensive end, which in turn makes Karlaftis the most important addition.
Even though we discussed the depth and how the wide receiver room is overflowing.
Yeah.
You could say Sky Moore is going to be important. I'm just not counting on him as heavily in year one. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be important moving forward.
Yeah.
Because he's going to give you the opportunity to make some decisions at wide receiver based on your outgoing guys.
But
you know
I wouldn't
mean?
Expect that position to succeed or fail based on Sky Moore.
No,
I kind of do with the defensive end
too.
Spot, right?
I know.
I mean, it's a lot to ask out of a rookie. We haven't really had to rely on a rookie. We said it yesterday about, you know, George Karlaftis coming in. Under the Andy Reid era, he is the one guy that you're counting on in his first year to go out there and dominate. You haven't really had to do that with anybody else. This
George.
Guy you do.
Karlaftis.
Hi, George.
Just think, though. Andy Reid once called Patrick McHomes.
McHomes, yeah.
And look how that player
how
turned
that
out.
Turned out very good, yeah. He changed his name to Mahomes and dominated.
So if Karlaftis now shines.
Right.
Andy's on to something.
He is.
That's all I'm saying. There's magic in that elixir.
Mm-hmm. And I think there will be. I think George Karlaftis is going to play well. What gives you a reason to not believe he's going to play well? The Chiefs have done a very nice job of drafting.
I would say going to play well, but now you say Karlaftis, I say he is going to play well.
He's going to play well.
Yes, I'm going to enunciate all of it.
George Karlaftis.
Even Bills superfan Kyle Brandt of NFL Network.
Kyle Brandt, y'all.
Friend of the show, of course. We give him a hard time about being, you know, what was the open last year? Honorary member of Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, followed it up this year with going and making a pick at the draft, wearing Bills gear and firing up the Bills. But he's a realist. And he's honest. Good Morning Football on NFL Network posed the question, who are you more confident in, the Chiefs or the Bills? And Kyle did not answer with his heart. He answered with his head.
But more confident, and I think it's still Kansas City. They go to the AFC title game. They host it every single year. And one of the things that we love to talk about in commercial breaks here for years, we always love 90s basketball. We love talking 90s NBA. We were talking about the last commercial break. In their quest to beat the Bad Boy Pistons, the Bulls would beat them during the regular season sometimes, as the Bills have beaten the Chiefs. But, man, then you get to that Eastern Conference Finals. You got to go to the Palace. You lose. It's just they had their number year after year. The regular season ones don't matter. It's the playoff series. And anytime I ever post anything on my social media about the Bills this – There's a whole army of Chiefs fans. You know what they post? The same comment every time. 13 seconds, 13 seconds, 13 seconds. That was the time that the Chiefs had to score and come back in that game, and they did it. So until 13 seconds goes away, that game will be asked about. And the answer is the Chiefs. And I am saying this objectively. I love the Bills. They're very exciting. The Chiefs are the team until they're beaten when it counts, and the Buffalo Bills have not beaten them.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle.
Voice of reason. It was funny on their panel. They were pointing out as well the ridiculousness of that the Bengals are being overlooked by everybody. And
yeah,
everybody still talks about the Chiefs and the Bills from the round prior, and that the Bills have been anointed to a status which they don't really deserve. They got knocked out a round earlier than they did the season prior.
And lost to Jacksonville.
And seemingly are getting more points, more off-season paper points for that.
They are getting a ton of off-season paper points, right?
Then they did the year prior, and certainly are overshadowing, both the Chiefs and Bills are overshadowing the Bengals they were talking about. I'm like,
it's
been true. The Bengals have been disrespected all offseason.
All offseason. Yeah. I was talking to a Bengals fan yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Hang on, listen, I was talking about Attendee yesterday.
I found one. Okay.
Yeah, out of the ballpark. He's a Bengals fan, readily admitted. That's fine. And we were kind of talking about, you know, I go, do you think your team can, like, be good again? Because I think so. I mean, when we start talking about, like, Joe Burrow, right, you know, he goes, but, man, that division is so tough. And he's right.
Come to the AFC West.
I mean, you got Baltimore. You got Mike Tomlin. That's about it. You don't have Cleveland, really. It doesn't factor in because you don't know what they're going to be like, right? But that division is tough. But it's like it was a cautious optimism from him as opposed to, you know, the first year we got there and made it to the championship game.
Yeah.
There was no more cautious optimism.
Not at
right?
all.
Blow the doors.
Not at all.
And the Bengals actually made it further than we did in our first year of arriving on the scene, right? And there's like, because the Bengals are so used to just getting their ass kicked all the time, right? And they snuck up on everybody. I think the Bengals really didn't hit like the mainstream media, Josh, until they beat the Chiefs on that final day of the season. And people went, oh, that's nice. I wonder if they're legit. They're in the playoffs. They'll probably lose. And then they started to win, and then they ended up in the Super Bowl. And you're like, where the hell did that team come from? In the year that the Chiefs made it the first time all the way to that championship game, Patrick Mahomes came out and threw 5 touchdowns in the first game, and everybody went, oh, okay. And then he threw 5 more and had 10 after the first 2 weeks of the season. We're like, oh, this thing is on. The Bengals didn't arrive on the scene that way. They didn't arrive onto the scene until January of this year and then kind of captured America, if you will. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle the success. You know, that's one of the hardest things to do is to be able to handle that success. If you have not had the experience doing it, you may not be able to. So it'll be interesting to see how the Bengals handle success. I think there's a lot of people that would probably look at them as the team to take a step backwards right now if you're looking at the kind of the AFC playoff picture from a year ago. But I don't know, man. That quarterback and wide receiver combination is lethal.
Yeah, I was.
Joe Burrow is cool. Nothing phases him. They went out and got better on the offensive line. They got a really good defense. They may have some legit staying power right now.
I was really hoping they were the team that was chirping all offseason.
They haven't said a word, and nobody said a word about them. They're just there, right?
They haven't even responded to people not talking about them.
No, nothing.
I was hoping they were the ones that were all over the place, thought they'd arrived. They, you know, got all high and mighty, and then we're poised for the step back.
The
I'm not so sure.
The only person who has done that this offseason is Tyreek Hill, right? I mean, other than that, the Bills are still sitting in a dark room shaking back and forth, 13 seconds, 13 seconds, overtime, coin toss. Like, they can't get past that. The Chiefs are like, all right, we got a chip on our shoulder. We need to kick some ass again this year. The Bengals are just like, there's no, like, you know, team full of bravado coming out of the AFC this year that's acting like they've accomplished something except for Tyreek Hill. And they always say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if this guy's out here chirping and doing his, you know, podcasts and things like that, is he really focused on what matters? I don't think so.
Would this be considered outside the box for you, Bob? A report last night by Sports Illustrated, Ross Dellinger and Pat Forty, that the Big 12 could be hiring the COO of Jay-Z's Roc Nation as their next commissioner.
Yeah.
That's outside the box.
I like
that's
that.
What I'm looking for.
There you go.
Bring some street cred.
Yeah, not some how like 60-year-old dude who's been at Iowa for 30 years.
How about that?
Way to go, Big 12.
Brent Yormark. That doesn't sound quite as hip. I got to be honest. Brent Yormark doesn't sound quite as hip.
You were hoping it was like Jay-Z was going to be the commissioner.
The former president of the Brooklyn Nets and the CEO there, currently chief operating officer for Jay-Z's Roc Nation agency, has emerged as a candidate to be the commissioner of the Big 12. What that?
Which university president decided to go with Roc Nation's guy? It can't be one of the existing
or
members.
Or which one's going, what are we doing here? Is that how it's always been done?
I like it. I'm gonna credit Cincinnati and Houston and some of these other schools coming in.
I can't wait to see Cincinnati playing in Ames. Jay-Z's there in the crowd.
That's right. Let's go. Give the Big 12 some street cred.
There you go.
We need it. I mean, I don't personally, but I mean, they do.
Big 12 kickoff. There he is.
Jay-Z's at the Big 12 championship here in Kansas City.
Sunflower Showdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay-Z's waving the weed.
Will Beyonce be making an appearance?
I hope so.
I don't know. He goes to games with, what's their, Blue Ivy? Is that the name?
Yes. And that she's already the embarrassed kid.
Why don't, why don't they just hire Snoop Dogg to be the commissioner?
Maybe he wasn't available. He's a West Coast guy, though, you know?
Well, probably have to take a pay cut.
So.
How about him and, like, Martha can be, like, dual commissioners? Ladies and gentlemen, our new commissioners, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
that's good. I'd be in on that.
That's cool. That's cool. This is about as good as you can get.
And Snoop Dogg gets up there and he goes, wait, what league did I take over? Oh, this league sucks, man. Yeah. I'm out. I'm bouncing.
He shoots late night videos bashing the league.
Yeah.
Which way's the elevator?
What is this Kansas football thing?
How'd you let Texas and Oklahoma escape? What are you doing? Snoop's just ripping the league.
That would be good. Mm. I like in all seriousness, the outside the box thinking is good.
Yes.
Because it's the first time in the history of this league that they've done something different and unique and outside the box. Not that this gentleman's been hired yet, but at least they're not looking in all the same places for the new commissioner of this league, right? They could have very well gone and got Kirk Schultz.
I mean, no offense, Kirk.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, he doesn't need to be the commissioner of the Big 12.
That was an insider move.
Yeah, that would be like, we're comfortable with him because he used to work at K-State and he knows about
the landscape of the schools and the makeup of the Big 12.
I don't want anybody that knows the landscape and the makeup. No. I want somebody that's going to come in here with a clean slate and go, we got to change some things.
Yeah.
Like, you, Kansas, you got to start playing football if you want to stay in this league. Find a team.
So, Jay-Z and Beyonce coming to a Big 12 venue near you.
Good. I'm all in on this one, man. I like it. It's really good outside-the-box thinking. Not some guy who's been the president of a university. He's going to get gifted a new job at 60.
Yes.
Here's your retirement parachute.
There you go.
Go run the league and make a schedule
for
us.
Just stay as long as you want.
Yeah.
On your way out.
Just keep the tournament in Kansas City. That's all we ask.
Yes.
This guy's going to come in. We're going to have the tournament in Mars or something. We're thinking of trying to establish basketball on Mars.
We'll see if this guy indeed gets hired or not. But
good for them. Something different. I like it.
Brent Yormark. Keep an eye on that name.
Not my Mark. Your Mark.
I won't remember that one.
Dare to be different.
Mm-hmm. See, there's Kyrie Irving. Daring to be different today, right?
Yep.
It all comes full circle.
Yes. You missed any of the show today?
Or flat square in Kyrie's world.
Everyone daring to be different. Vern in a bubble bath.
Yep.
And more. You can check that out at 610sports.com or the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for free. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.